This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. An independent poll conducted by the Texas Lyceum, a nonpartisan nonprofit statewide leadership group, found billionaire real estate mogul and reality TV star Donald Trump leading U.S. Senator Ted Cruz by 5 points, 21% to 16% in Texas, in a 2016 Republican presidential nominating contest. Survey also shows former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a substantial lead in the Democratic primary, but trailing in a November 2016 general election among Texas voters. Long-awaited bipartisan Senate proposal would cut mandatory prison sentences for nonviolent offenders and promote more easily early release from federal prisons. U.S. District Court for Wyoming issued a preliminary injunction preventing the Interior Department from carrying out new fracking rules, which were issued earlier this year by the department's Bureau of Land Management. The ruling, however, stops regulations aimed at only a small fraction of the nation's domestic oil and gas production. Current House Special Benghazi investigation has now taken longer than the one that looked into Watergate. Pay gap for top executives seems to be bigger in the nonprofit world than in corporate America, where top female executives earn less than men on average, but earn more after controlling for their age and experience. That's because they're generally promoted earlier in their careers. It's unclear whether that's true among nonprofit executives, too. When it comes to additional compensation like bonuses, however, women receive bigger pay penalties than men for a company's poor performance and smaller bonuses for strong performance. Chinese custom of a sitting month where a new mother doesn't leave the house in order to recuperate has gone high-end for some. In major cities, wealthy families have access to a range of high-end services with spa-like features and fancy amenities. Number of maternity residences reached 700 in 2013 and generated an estimated $500 million in revenue, according to state media. Oregon, scene of the latest campus shootings, is one of seven states, either from state legislation or court rulings, with provisions allowing the carrying of concealed weapons on public post-secondary campuses, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. The other states are Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi, Utah, and Wisconsin. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.